Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. You might not be surprised to learn that businesses make more money when more people can walk and bike to their shops and restaurants, etc. Our next guest's organization recently released a report that highlights the positive economic impact on 10 communities in our state that have invested in bicycle and pedestrian projects. Hannah Walters is with Eat Smart, Move More, South Carolina. It's based in Columbia. Today, she's in our studio. Hannah, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
So first of all, tell us a little bit more about your organization.
We are a statewide nonprofit, and our mission is to advance community-led change to reduce obesity by making the healthy choice the easy choice for all South Carolinians. So we're really interested in how do we ensure that all South Carolinians have access to healthy, affordable foods and safe places to be physically active.
And so walk us through how you achieve these goals.
We work with local communities throughout the state to help them identify some of the barriers to healthy eating and active living and what some of the solutions would be to making it easier for people to eat healthy and be physically active. So we're looking at policy changes like making farmers markets more accessible and ensuring that all schools have healthy foods during the school day and ensuring that communities have access to sidewalks and bike lanes and trails and places to be active.
And so do these communities call you, or are you out visiting them and making recommendations?
We actually have 26 local Eat Smart, Move More chapters located throughout the state. We work with them directly in providing trainings and technical assistance and guidance on types of issues that they can address in their community.
And now let's talk about this report that you recently released.
Sure. In the fall, we released the report called Stronger Economies Through Active Communities, and we featured 10 communities in South Carolina who have invested in pedestrian and bike-friendly projects. And I will add that this is by no means an exhaustive list. There are lots of great examples of communities doing this work, but we wanted to pick communities that represent geographic diversity, size, and demographics. The 10 communities we feature include Beaufort, the Charleston area, Columbia, Easley Pickens, Florence, the Greenville Travelers Rest area, Hartsville, Rock Hill, Spartanburg, and Walterboro. We know from the research that people who live in walkable communities are more likely to be physically active and less likely to be overweight. But we've also been really excited to see lately from the research that investments in these types of projects is also good for local economies, and we really see that as a win-win.
Give us an example of one that has been able to measure the economic impact from one of these projects.
Sure. One of my favorite examples is the Doodle Trail, which was completed in 2015. It connects the cities of Easley and Pickens. It's a 7.5-mile multi-use paved rail trail, and it's brand new, so the economic impacts are still coming in. We do know that both cities have experienced business growth. They have an increase in hospitality tax revenues, as well as a rise in property values. What's really important also to add is that this trail has been extremely popular amongst residents. It's built pride in the community, excitement, and momentum, and has attracted lots of new tourists as well to the region.
How are communities able to pay for projects like this? Do they go to the business community? Do they raise taxes?
Some do have taxes, like hospitality tax, that can go towards investing in these types of projects. There are lots of grants available, both federal, state, local, private foundation grants. And then also what we see a lot of times is when there is a public investment in these types of projects, private investment often follows, which is really exciting to see.
We have time enough for one more example. If you could share one with us, maybe that involved something right downtown.
Sure. The city of Florence has a really vibrant downtown that they've been working on for the past 10, 15 years. They've made a significant investment in street and sidewalk repairs to revitalize their downtown and to better connect the neighborhoods to trails and parks in the area. And the city has since become a hotspot for private development and new business growth. Property values have nearly tripled, and rents downtown are on the rise, and many new businesses and restaurants have opened in downtown Florence. So it's a really exciting project to see come to life in Florence.
And this report that you recently released, our listeners can find this at your webpage.
Absolutely.
All right, great. Thank you so much for visiting our studio today, Hannah.
Thank you for having me.
Hannah Walters is with Eat Smart, Move More South Carolina, based in Columbia. We will have a link to her organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.